Everybody's always told me that Casey Stengel had the greatest knack for knowing who would do the right thing at the right time. Now, there's no doubt about the fact that you were a center fielder, and he never fooled around with you. You played lefty, righty, no matter what. Of course, you were a switch hitter. But, like, I understand that Bauer and Woodling were not too happy about the fact that he would use one guy one day and the other the next. And sometimes
he platooned them.
Yeah, but, well, platoon sometimes implies that he would use Woodling against a right-handed pitcher only, but he'd sometimes use Woodling against a lefty in a situation. You know that. What was there about the old man that made him so different? Was he just that much of a genius?
I think he was. You know, they used to call him a push-button manager, but I never did believe that. I think he had a knack, and Billy Martin has the same knack, of knowing when to play guys, you know, and he kept everybody on the bench thinking they were better than the guys playing, you know. I mean, he'd go by and he'd say, you should be in there today, you know, I should have put you in there, or something like that. He always had the guys on the bench ready to play. And that is really a good knack, because sometimes a guy that's not playing will just say, the hell with it, you know, I don't want to play, you know, I don't want to go, especially nowadays, that's all you hear, I want to get traded, you know. I mean, a guy can be making $2 million a year and he wants to get traded from the team he's playing with. I don't understand that, but for some reason or other, the old man knew how to keep the guys on the bench in the game somewhere or other. I don't know how he did it.
Did you like him?
Oh, I loved him. My dad died my first year with the Yankees, you know, and he'd become like a father to me. I was his boy.
But you got mad at him.
Oh, I'd get mad sometime, but he got mad at me too, you know. I mean, it wasn't like that we never had an argument or anything. I never did talk back to him, but he would get on me every once in a while pretty good.
Did he know when you were really mad at him?
He knew how to do it. I mean, he would wait till I was going good, you know, for him to get on me. If I went 0 for 24 and struck out 16 or 17 times in those 24 at-bats, he would never say anything. He'd just come by and pat me on the back and say, hang in there, you know. But the minute I started going good again, then he would start telling me what was happening back in those days when I wasn't doing good.